Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top 100 is coming out, and it is trickling out, but it's coming out nonetheless. And as far as the NFL goes, being their 100th season. And one of the guys that's sitting on the panel, kind of picking some of these players to be one of the top 100, Don Pearson, longtime NFL reporter, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Don, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. I got to talk about the criteria for this because it's always you look at things in many different ways, and we're getting ready to see the offensive linemen and the tight ends. And I grew up watching a guy named Anthony Munoz play, and kind of was the gold standard for tackles for a long period of time, and maybe still is. But what is the criteria you use? Because offensive linemen, it's not a glamour position. You don't see it all the time. You're not paying attention to it all the time. So how difficult is it to go through the history and say, here's the top 100?
Well, it's almost impossible. It's certainly daunting and nigh on to impossible, and we recognize that. Nevertheless, we took it seriously, and we tried to apply as many objective criteria as we could to really what is a subjective process. Some of us argued that we should have some separate lists. Certainly the two-way players of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, that's a different sport, really, than they play now. So how do you compare a guy that played both ways to a guy now that doesn't even play three downs?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very difficult process, but we tried to weigh longevity, durability, production, honors, championships. We tried to meld all of those things together, and then one of the criteria, of course, was did you ever see him play? And of course, none of us saw these guys in person in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, but we had a subcommittee led by Bill Belichick, who were happy to look at the film and break down film and make comments about how they played on film. So I think we did as fair a job as we possibly could.
Yeah, I'm kind of going through this list, and the amazing thing is for how many Packers, Lombardi Packers and such, that have been a part of many of these lists. Obviously, like I had mentioned, I grew up watching Anthony Munoz, but you look at many different names that are on this list, Jonathan Ogden, also Dan Dierdorf, Forrest Gregg. There's many quality candidates. So when you start to go through this and compile this, because statistics for certain things were not given then as opposed to now. So you can't just look at a book and go, oh, here you go. You can just look at games played. So for all the committee that had not seen some of these players play, what then do you specifically go on?
Well, in the case of the offensive lineman, for example, and every position, really, you, me, any half-casual fan could pick out certain no-brainers, guys that just you saw them play. They were all pro almost every year. So you could name these no-brainers. And then there are a few that are no arguments. The ones that are really tough who do you choose between the 7th and 8th or the 6th and 7th offensive linemen? What's the criteria there? So you just go back and forth. We had two or three conference calls. We had preliminary ballots. We met face-to-face in New York for several hours. And so it was a difficult process, but eventually it comes down to vote. And maybe a guy makes it, who gets 17 votes, and a guy doesn't make it, he gets 16 votes. So it's difficult, but I think it was fair.
Talking with Don Pearson, longtime NFL reporter with the NFL Network, getting ready to release the top 100, and they're trickling that out. The offensive linemen and tight ends getting ready to come out this Friday, 7 o'clock Central Time on the NFL Network. You can watch it there. So you've covered this for a long time, and you mentioned the eras and the times of which certain guys played. Do you think the NFL right now, as they've progressed, they're better with player safety, they're better with coverage in that area, with doctors and physicians and the knowledge? You know, there was this big scare a couple of years ago about the sustainability of the NFL. Do you feel that everything right now is trending in the right direction, that it's in a good place?
Well, I think they are making progress. There's still a question of whether there's going to be a 200-year anniversary, I would think. However, I think that the players are getting used to the rules. It's still difficult for me and for a lot of fans to understand some of these hits that get penalties called against them. But I think, in general, players are learning that the helmet-to-helmet hits are not only dangerous but unnecessary. And I know I was talking to Dick Butkus, the greatest hitter probably of all time, and I said, you know, it's interesting. I look at your highlight films, and they're astonishing, but there aren't that many helmet-to-helmet hits. He said, I was going for the ball. It was always a head up. You wanted to hit the guy in the chest and separate him from the ball. So I think players will understand, for the good of the sport and the longevity of the sport, that they're going to have to adapt their own tactics in order to exist.
I got to ask you, before we have a couple of minutes here, one of the oldest rivalries in all of football getting ready to take place again this weekend at Lambeau Field, and that is the Packers and the Bears. An exciting matchup. Obviously, you've covered both of these teams for a long, long time. Just give me your thoughts about the progression of the franchises, both sides.
Well, I think the Bears would trade their quarterbacks over the years.
Yeah.
You could start with that. I know Virginia McCaskey was saying she used to hate to play against Bart Starr, and then she had to play against Brett Favre, and oh boy, Favre is gone now, and then Aaron Rodgers comes in, and I'm sure she dreads who's going to be next. But it's been a great rivalry. It's the greatest rivalry in the NFL, of course, and it's always better when it's a two-way rivalry. That hasn't always been true, but it's been fun to watch from both sides, and I have family that lives in Wisconsin, and I live very close to the border, and I grew up in Ohio, so I can truly say I'm objective, and it's been fun to watch.
We appreciate it, Don. I know this NFL special is going to continue on, but they're going to air Friday night, release the offensive linemen and the tight ends coming up 7 o'clock Central Time again on the NFL Network. Don, we appreciate your time, okay?
All right, Bill, thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Bob. Talk to you soon. There you go. Don Pearson, longtime NFL reporter, and he is covering the NFL because the NFL 100 All-Time Series continues. Friday night, 7 o'clock Central on the NFL Network, they're going to reveal the offensive linemen and the tight ends, and then they're going to do the reaction show afterwards, and they've got it, the running backs coming out, the defensive linemen and linebackers, the cornerbacks, safeties, and specialists all getting ready to come out. It's a pretty tremendous show, and if you're just an NFL enthusiast, you can find it all right there at the NFL Network, or just go to NFL.com, and you can see all that it is they have to offer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.